You didn't like it when the gopher flinched at you, did you?
I got my hot dog shirt on there here today. So.
Hey, thanks, Coach Crawford, for being on this morning. Really appreciate it. As the hot dogs travel over to Benton Central Wednesday night to play Rensselaer. Hey, Don, we had a really good show. Five local coaches on, all four in the county, and the Cougars that we've been carrying for the last couple years. Let's just start and highlight. Let's start with the 1A sectional over Attica. Let's highlight what's going on there. Clinton Central and Rossville from the county will be traveling over to sectional 54. Clinton Central plays Tuesday night. Central is 16-6. They play Faith Christian, who is 18-3, both ranked in the state for 1A basketball. I think the sectional title goes through that game.
Yeah, and I do too, and I think that Clinton Central has probably one of the best girls basketball coaches around. I'm not taking anything away from Kale or anybody else, but he's the right guy for that position. They've played Faith Christian and got beat by one or two points by him. I think he'll have his girls ready to go.
Yeah, we talked off air about Coach Helmick. He's a really stand-up guy. Nothing seems to faze him. He's just always even keel. And, you know, he did a great job coaching them last year, maybe when they didn't have quite as much talent they do this year. And then when he has some talent, you know, he's got them winning and pointing in the right direction. The Bulldogs are trending up, that's for sure.
Yeah, they've been ranked. They're ranked in the top 15 of 1A, and that says a lot for the program.
Let's not forget about the Rossville Hornets as they travel over to Attica. They won't play until next Friday night. They play the winner of North Vermillion, Fountain Central.
Yeah, you know, and you talked about that when we were talking to Coach Gahabe about winning coming down the line. They've been playing very good. And when you look at how their season started, they had a lot of losses, and then they end up being 13-10. That says a lot for that program and Coach Chad Gahabe.
Yeah, they were 8-11, I think, down the stretch, and then they had two losses there late, but that was Clinton Central and Seager, two quality programs. So the Hornets are definitely moving in the right direction. So it could, like you pointed out, Clinton Central, Rossville, next Saturday night, February 4th, for a sectional title. I hope it happens. It could be a great atmosphere for Clinton County basketball.
Yeah, I think that I feel like it will happen. The thing that for Central will be the second ball game on Friday, not stumbling through that ball game once they get through Faith Christian.
We'll move on to 2A basketball. The sectional was at Clinton Prairie last year. Somehow it moved to Lafayette. I don't know how that happened.
I thought it was still there. I'm telling everybody, yeah, we're going to Prairie. They do a great job of hosting. No.
Nope, so Central Catholic gets it back. They're back up in 2A basketball. They were 1A runners-up last year. So they will be in this sectional from now on because with enrollment, they're at the 2A level. They are the number one team in the state if you look at the computer rankings. I think they're ranked like number 7 on the AP poll, but they are number one. They're 17-6. You've pointed out multiple times today they play a monster schedule in the Hoosier Conference, which is about as good as any conference in the state. And then they play a lot of other teams around the state are 3 and 4A basketball. But Central Catholic, 17-6. Seager, 19-3. Clinton Prairie, 16-7. Carroll, 20-3. They all beat each other at one time or another this year. The top 2A team in the state. Go, Don. Tell me how it's going to play out.
Well, I think that you got to expect Seager to beat Delphi, even though Delphi is a very, very good basketball team at 10-13. But you got to think that Seager will pull out of that ball game and line up against Central Catholic on Friday evening. On the other Tuesday night ball game, Carroll, I think they'll make a statement against Covington as they'll move on and play Clinton Prairie. Once you get into Friday, man, you're talking about number 6 Central Catholic taking on number 13 Seager, and then you're taking on Clinton Prairie, who probably should be ranked, coming down the home stretch, winning 7 out of their last 8, and they're playing on the number 8 team, Carroll Cougars. I'm telling you, that's a loaded tournament, and anybody could win. But, you know, you got to put Central Catholic into the championship game. I mean, they're playing on their floor, their schedule of play, rank 1 in 2A. They're top 26 in the Seagarian rankings and all of Indiana. They're going to be a team that you cannot come in without being mentally ready, fundamentally sound, and playing your game plan to the most point. If you do that, you're going to beat them. If you don't, you're not. And the Clinton Prairie Carroll game, man, that's a matchup that I'm looking forward to a rematch. And you know, you look at Prairie beat Carroll. That's a great thing, and I think that the fact that the Gophers only have to prepare for Carroll, not a Carroll paying for Covington, maybe teeters a little bit more towards Clinton Prairie. And, you know, you listen to Coach Cale Morris talk to us today, and he is a very positive influence on that girls' basketball team. He understands winning. He knows about winning. I think that catches fire, and I think the girls now understand that process. But you know what? That could be a game that gets played forever. I'm going to lean towards Carroll on that basketball game only because of the revenge factor. So then you got Carroll McCutcheon on, or Carroll Catholic on the championship game. And once again, it's going to depend on whether or not Carroll comes in ready to play, and they're missing that third person, and so it puts a lot of pressure on the Tillman girl.
Once again, that's the 2A sectional at Lafayette Central Catholic, sectional 38, and it's going to be a monster. If you guys listening to us today, if you don't have anything to do next Friday and Saturday night and you enjoy high school basketball, you're going to see three extremely good games next weekend over at Central Catholic for the 2A sectional champion coming out of there. Our last sectional, the Hot Dogs travel to Benton Central this week. Another monster sectional, as we talked with the Frankfort coach. You got the number one team in the state, Twin Lakes, at 23-0. West Lafayette is in there, 18-5. Benton Central, the host, 16-8. Western, 15-8. Rensselaer, 12-9. Man, any of those teams could come out of there. Twin Lakes could be the state champion, or they could get knocked off in the semifinal game at Benton Central.
Most of those teams are Hoosier Conference basketball teams, right? So they've each other, and so somebody's looking at the chops to get back at Twin Lakes, right?
Yep. Frankfort coach predicted maybe the state title team would come out of that sectional, and I think very good opportunity that could happen.
I agree.
All right. Thanks for listening to Inside the Huddle as we previewed the girls' sectional from around the area. Thanks for being on with me, Don, this morning. Another great show. We'll be back next week, and we'll talk about who's going to be in those sectional title games, and we'll be talking with local boys coaches as they prepare for the last run of their regular season.